Do we know who that is wearing his very lovely NFT? They just give you the answer, guys. So I can't really help you. It's Jake Paul's brother.
My Black Lane Paul.
Which so-called decentralized, so-called blockchain had to be turned off and back on again this week?
Binance.
Too slow.
It was indeed. A Binance smart chain had to be turned off due to bridging errors. What else did we have here? Let's move it. I was going to give you a clue and tell you it wasn't Solana again. But hold on a second. Question three. Sticking with blockchains that don't work, why have Solana fans been feeling a bit fruity again this week? We've got a hand raised.
One of the main decentralized exchanges, Mango Markets, just got hacked for $100 million on Solana.
On Solana, bing, ding, 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 ding. Yes, indeed, right on the $100 million, and it was whilst the blockchain was turned off somehow. So beautiful. Right, question four. The SEC have been monkeying around this again this week. They've been monkeying around with NFT holders' hearts, haven't they? But what has good old Gary Gensler been doing? What's he gone and done? Who's the attacks?
Yeah, we have the answer.
He bought them all himself. Oh, I wish that was true. Gary Gensler, all your monkeys are mine. I see the future.
Quit his job. Quit his job. He bought them all.
Oh, God. I wish. Imagine Gary. No. He's just jumping in.
Yuga Land.
Yes, indeed. Gary Gensler. He's going after Yuga, isn't he? That bugger. What's we got? Apparently, the Bored Ape Yacht Club need protection from all becoming millionaires and having fun or something. And what's her name? Nancy Pelosi hasn't done anything wrong, so we'll find out. Do you want to ask the next person? Please? Pretty please? Oh. Right, I don't want to ask.
I have one.
You have a question. You're not the quiz master. Go on, why not? Just to buy me some time.
What also happened literally earlier today with involvement of a major US government agency related to crypto?
I'll give the trampoline along the bonus question. Oh, we could have ignored. Oh, cut
you
from
really made mind already.
Well, okay. Either that. Should have been looking over your shoulder again.
No, I have not been.
Anyway, right, so this next question, I'm not proud of myself, people. If you know this one, you know it. Why should the CEO of very well-known Dex, SushiSwap, have said nay to his urges this week? He should have just said nay. That's your clue. You know this, you don't want to say it either, do you? Ready? Are we ready for a soundbite, people?
Apparently, allegedly, the new head of SushiSwap, not only did he do crypto fraud, but he also sexually assaulted a horse.
apparently, there is a video of him, the very British word, fingering a horse. So yes, one party got very out of hand for his coronation. If you don't believe me, you can Google it. I'm not Googling it again, though. Not again. I'm so sorry. That was... Right, after all that horribleness, has anyone won anything?
So right now, NFTs, Crocs are leading, and Twitterbots, now is the chance to catch up with bonus questions. Why should everyone support Senator Idira Campos?
Senator Idira Campos?
Because she is enforcing the crypto adoptance in Mexico and And she is a big girl. A Bitcoin? What? Yeah, because she's like supporting like yeah, crypto, Bitcoin. What's the thing? It's in a different way, but yeah, you see, the words, because she wants to make Bitcoin a little tender and like
the same thing.
Yay! What's the way? Yeah.
Someone trying to make Bitcoin legal.
Legal tender in Mexico. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Alrighty, so I think that puts the ladies in the lead for the everyone's favourite, the picture rounds. Woo! Right, if you get this one this week, guys, I'm going to be so impressed. Can you
hold the first reveal, good. Ladies. Oh, sorry. I keep walking you out of the shot. Do you know that neckline? Does anyone know that neckline?
Take him to the mic, my man.
Does anyone know that neckline?
You've been in the crypto news this week.
Right?
Unfortunately not. Unfortunately not. Right, guys, you got to guess. Right. You ready?
Yes.
Oh, it's a chain. Oh, everyone knows a good chain.
Oh my gosh. Who's that?
Richard Hart.
Richard Hart. Oh, no, I hate that.
He sent me a letter once.
My home.
Speaking of the
Richard Hart sent me a letter once at my home.
Because he totally didn't get the ledger hack information. So yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't buy Hex.
You look like a crypto bender.
It looks like a crypto
bender. It's like a crypto bender, right? Yeah. But
yeah. Yeah. Crypto news this week.
What is he wearing?
Oh, I put an extra sneaky little sticker in this week.
Okay, so that's not like an item he would normally wear.
No, I think big celebrities. You're on the right line to be trying.
Ben Affleck.
Oh, is he famous?
I don't know.
I don't think he is, but. Oh,
yeah,
I know it.
It's Jake Paul.
Oh.
Paul. Isn't it?
You're really close, but no.
His brother.
Right, well, it's coming across to you. Just because I want the ladies to win this week. Sorry, guys. So, do we know who that is? Wearing his very lovely NFT. They just give you the answer, guys, so I can't really help you. It's Jake's brother.
Jake's brother. I am... Black Lincoln.
Logan Paul.
Redemption, do we know why he's in the news this week?
Yes, he's in the news for buying this NFT for $623,000. And the current value is $10. So, be careful when you buy NFTs.
No financial advice.
No financial advice.
Just a life hack.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.